Oh, the money.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Recreation Committee meeting, July 6, 11:45, on the nose. We can start and stop on time today. Item number one is the call to order, which is what I just did. Item number two is the approval of the minutes of the April 5th, 2021 meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number three is the public comment period. If anybody has any public comments they'd like to get up and say something, we'll give you a few minutes. Anybody? All right, seeing none, we'll move on. Employee Years of Service Recognition, I'll defer to our Director Steve.
All right, thank you and good morning, Mr. Chairman, council member, committee members. We are ready to recognize two of our employees here today. And first, I'll call up Jessica Smith. Can you come up forward, please? Please come over here.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Jessica. This is Jessica Smith. Wanted to introduce it to you. And Jessica came to the Low Country from Kokomo, Indiana. And she, after graduating from Manchester University, she moved to Somerville in the summer of 2016 and was hired by the town as a part-time program manager for various MPRD programs. She quickly shined in her role, and when an opening came in September, she was hired full-time as an administrative clerk at the Jones Center. Jessica did an excellent job of learning the registration system, improving processes, and taking care of customers and assisting wherever needed. In June of 2020, she was promoted to administrative assistant in the athletic division upon the retirement of Diana Drake. Once again, Jessica quickly established herself as a key member of the athletic division in her new role. She is involved directly with the daily functions, including all aspects, and this is a big, big job, including all aspects of the managing field facility rentals. That's quite a busy job, and there's a lot of people using the facilities, and she juggles all that and keeps it all straight. She does a great job with it. She has a great eye for detail and has streamlined division processes so that operations are more consistent and efficient. Aside from her excellent work with MPRD, she has a strong passion for animals and has a part-time job on weekends working at a vaccine and preventative care clinic for dogs and cats. She's got a big German Shepherd that she adopted when she moved here, and when she's not working, she enjoys traveling, hiking, and enjoying nights out with friends. Thank you, Jessica, for your time with us. Congratulations on your 5 years of service with the town, and it's great to have you as part of our team. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you very much, Jessica. Now, you said you're from Kokomo?
Yes.
Is that the place that the Beach Boys made famous?
I wish.
she may not have moved, you know.
I love that song.
I was thinking the same thing.
That was going to be stuck in my head Kokomo the rest of the day.
He's in there now. So we don't have to fist bump anymore. There you go. All right, that was nice. All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Melissa Estrada, can you come up forward, please?
There she is.
I don't know how many of you have had a chance to meet Melissa, but she's
A
very special employee.
I know Melissa a long time.
And love having her here. Melissa Marie Estrada. I didn't know her middle name. Thank you, Sarah, for getting that to me. She's a graduate of Bishop England High School.
Yeah.
And the College of Charleston, where she earned her bachelor's degree in psychology. Melissa was a competitive swimmer from elementary school through high school, and even swam for the College of Charleston Cougars swim team. So she was a competitive swimmer. She's strong. Like many of our employees, Melissa started with MPRD as a part-time employee in April of 2006. She became full-time in July of 2006, filling the position of administrative clerk, registering patrons for all activities. Over the years, she has taken additional responsibilities assisting and processing in part-time employees and accounts payable. Melissa is responsible for managing the registration database and making sure all 1,000 plus activities are up to date. Now, I was saying perhaps the best example of her work excellence is with the summer camp registration. And it's incredible what she's able to do. This is on an incredibly busy day. In one day, we have thousands and thousands of people register for camps and bring in more than $400,000. Actually, it was closer to $500,000 this past year in a single day. And having all of those camps in, the registration numbers, the dates, the times, the locations, and all that information in there and in perfectly and in the system and operating is quite a task. And she does a great job, and the process works seamlessly. It's a wonderful job she does with that. She also accounts for more than $3 million in department revenues each year, and we can always rely on her to ensure that these funds are balanced to the penny. In addition to Melissa's excellent work ethic, she also possesses a remarkable ability to communicate with anyone in any situation with her warm and friendly smile. Not everyone around Town Hall knows her name. She usually sits at her desk. She's not all around everywhere. But I've often had people that don't know her refer to her as, you know, that girl that's so nice and has such a warm smile. She's always so nice and friendly. And we are indeed blessed that Melissa is part of the MPRD family, and thank her for 15 years of service to the town. Thank you, Melissa. Congratulations.
Steve, I got to agree with you. You know, every time I come by there, and you know that's pretty much every day, she always has a big smile, always welcoming, and very pleasant to work with. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Congratulations. All right. Thank you.
Oh, wow. All right. So now we go to program updates.
All right, thank you. Well, we'll start off the program updates, and I'd like to bring up Mr. Greer Hanlon, who put together a lacrosse tournament that we held here in June 12th and 13th at Carolina Park, and he was not just instrumental, he was his idea and came to us, and we found a way to be able to put it together, and I'd like to give him to give a brief on the tournament itself.
Good. Thank you, Steve. Hello, my name is Greer Hanlon, and I'm with the Holy City Lacrosse Invitational and Charleston Elite Lacrosse, which is a local lacrosse club. I want to thank Mr. Santos, Steve and his recreation staff, and Andy Weiss and their public service staff for the support of our tournament June 12th and 13th. We hosted the first ever Holy City Invitational, which is a boys lacrosse tournament. It was at Carolina Park. We welcomed 32 teams from Bluffton, Charlotte, Charleston, Greensboro, Greenville, Lake Norman, and Raleigh. There were 640 players participating in the two-day event and a total of 1,800 attendees. The public service and recreation staff did a phenomenal job out at Carolina Park navigating the number of spectators, parking, and a burst of rain on Sunday morning that came as a surprise. In the future, we hope that with the expansion of Carolina Park and the facilities there, it'll be a great advantage for our event, and we hope that we can do that next summer and or maybe this fall in a smaller version. From an economic impact standpoint, our tournament provided 369 room nights in Mount Pleasant hotels. So for lacrosse tournaments, we do something what's called stay to play. So you have to stay at the hotels that the tournament dictates. And so all those hotels were in Mount Pleasant. So that was a huge advantage to the hotels in the area. We had vendor sales at the tournament. That was a gross amount of $10,000. Some of those vendors were Trace Palma's, Acai, Conchita's Kitchen. We also had t-shirt vendors on site. We don't have a way to quantify the local impact on other services, but we're pretty confident that, you know, local businesses, restaurants, and others were, it was very fruitful for them. We want to thank our title sponsor, New Balance, and also Hill Construction and Palmetto Custom Carts, which is a local golf cart company who provided golf carts for us. We hope to be welcomed back in 2022 and or in the fall for a smaller event, and maybe add girls, which we've talked about, and expanding the facilities to different locations. But yeah, it was a great event, and I can't thank you all enough. And Gary, thank you for your support of our event.
Sure. Thank you. All right. Y'all got any questions y'all want to ask?
Any questions?
Mm-mm. Yeah, we're talking about doing a girls' a tournament as well. You know, nowadays, you know, when you're doing boys' tournaments, you got to do girls' tournaments as well. And so, like when we throw out the first pitch, I always try and make sure that there's a girl out there as well, so that we can throw it to the boys and the girls, and we encourage that. I know I met the Bishop England coach the other day, last night, the lacrosse coach, and Bishop England won the state championship, and those girls were unbelievable. I mean, they're really, I mean, a lot of them are going to go, almost all of his team is going to go play for a college somewhere. A couple of them are going to go to, I think, D1 colleges, but most all the other ones are be going to D2 or D3 type colleges. So I think it's fantastic that nowadays we've got, you know, opportunities like that for kids to be able to get college scholarships, and they start off by playing with the local recreation departments. That's fantastic, and I know the parents appreciate that as well. Anything, guys? All right. Well, with nothing further, we're adjourned. You got more to say.
Program report. Well, I just wanted to go over real quickly our programs. It has been a while since we've met, and you can take a look at our youth sports that you've got the information on. Obviously, 2020 was an anomaly in the number of people participating, but we are really doing very, very well in our youth sports, it's exceeded the 2018-2019 numbers. And I really want to point out flag football being a new sport that we offered. We felt like it would be popular. We felt and we had a lot of comments about it beforehand. And in our very first year, having over 400 people signing up for a flag football, and that's just ages 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So we're looking to expand those ages. And I'm telling you, it was really, really fun. It was fun to watch. Watching them play, it was like, oh, I want to get out there and join them. They're very, very skilled. The coaches were good. They got a lot of playing time. And it was very, very popular.
Good.
I'm not reporting the summer basketball numbers on here. Summer basketball numbers will be reported next month. They are down a little bit. We do think that to some degree was an impact of having a new sport starting at the same time with flag football. A lot of those players probably went to flag football, but still have very strong numbers up near between 300 and 400 players, you know, in summer basketball. So doing well there still. Our rentals are going well, going very strong. Like I said, Jessica has her hands full with those rentals and does a great job with those. The swim lessons are back on track. Our senior center numbers are down a bit. They're still down quite a bit. And obviously, they went down dramatically with COVID. And then they are beginning to rebound. But they were after the vaccinations all came out, around the same time that a lot of our people leave and move back up north. They're snowbirds that are members at the senior center. So we do expect that's a really turn around come, you know, late this fall, where they all start to return and be back to business as normal over there. Our summer camps are going fantastic. They're as strong as ever. We have more people registered than we ever have in our programs, and they're going very, very well. They are off this week, but they will resume next week and continue on until August 13th. And then just some of the big events coming up. And we did have a nice concert on the lawn last Friday. I hope you had a chance to see that. That was a lot of fun on June 25th. It was Carly Simon and James Taylor music. It was fun. I really enjoyed it out there. I think a lot of people did.
Fun.
So thank you for being there. I appreciate it. And of course, the farmers market continues on, and we have the Sweetgrass Festival on July 24th. That'll be held at Waterfront Park.
Well, also we have Dolly Parton coming up next month.
That's right. In August. I don't have the date yet,
but
I'll report that at the August committee. But there is a Dolly Parton concert on the lawn.
The Village Repertory Company is the band that does it, and it's really great listening to some of that music. You know, I've been to all of them so far, and each one of them, we had Jim Croce and Carole King one time, and it's really nice to be able to just bring out a chair and sit out there and listen to some good music and enjoy it. And we had the popcorn guy come doing kettle corn and all that, so it really is nice. So next time y'all ought to come out and check. And also want to mention that the Cultural Arts and Pride Commission approved the commission 2 murals at the Jones Center. So if you get a chance, you ride by the Jones Center, you'll see the wall where they've painted the wall. It really looks cool. Mm-hmm. And also they're launching a project to revitalize the Sweetgrass basket stands along Highway 17 to make them more appealing. So we got a lot of stuff going on there as well. So
we're keeping busy with that.
Anything? Go ahead, Jake.
Where do we stand on Waterfront Park?
That's what I was going to do. A couple project updates.
Oh, okay.
That's next on here. Here we go. A couple of project updates. So first I'll give you Carolina Park. We've got Carolina Park going on right now. And we have started, we're beginning phase three. We have contracted, well, we are still in negotiations. We have awarded Edifice as our CMR for the project, and we're in final negotiations with them to get them on board and to finish the design process and have them on board as our contractor for the project. But once again, that's going to be the baseball field and additional softball field, the raising of the dirt over there so it won't be a wetland designated as a wetland, additional parking, batting cages, and we'll see how far the budget will allow us to go. We hope to be able to get some. It is in the master plan. We will eventually have all of these things, but eventually we'll have the additional another additional softball field, basketball courts, dog park, and so forth. We'll see how far we're able to get on the existing budget to get as many of those amenities in as possible. And then also with that project is the baseball field that we are looking to build at Cario. Carolina Park. At Cario, outside of Cario Middle School, the baseball field over there will allow us to have a large baseball field to allow Lucy Beckham High School to replace, to take over the field on that we call Wando South on Whipple Road. That they can, you have that field, they'll have a home field there, and CCSD would be building us a field at Cario Middle School.
When do we anticipate completion of our starting, and then what is our goal for completing that?
For phase three, we anticipate starting construction in late October, possibly early November is the anticipated start of construction date, with about a 9 to 12 month construction time, putting it in. We hope to be able to be in place and using the facilities by the fall of 2022.
Okay.
All right. Then we have the Memorial Waterfront Park, which is, this is the phase three, showing the different elements that we are going to be adding in over there. Nothing has changed on that. I'm just letting you know. Massaging the design just a little bit, just how it's positioned, that sort of stuff. But it's the same elements that are in there, and these are the elements. It will be the first responders monument, the calisthenics fitness area, the dog park, the multi-use sports courts, the splash pad, the fencing, restrooms, furnishings, and everything that goes along with that. That is in addition to, when I say the base price is the initial part of the project is expanding the parking over there and having the expanded overflow parking in the lot over there that you can see.
And the first responders monument too.
Right. And then we will be going into the first responders monument is under construction as of today. They are out there, they're sort of removing, I think we have a slide in here, right? Oh, it didn't, I don't see it, it didn't pop up in there. The first responders monument, we have started on that today. We've got the location picked out, they've started removing shrubs, and they're gonna start digging very soon and getting that project going. That is a 120-day construction project, so they should be complete. That will put us into probably in October. We'll have it completed. So it's going to be a beautiful monument, though. It's going to be a really beautiful monument that we have there for police, fire, and public services, with a rendition of the bridge pier, the bridge diamonds with a beautiful bell inside of it. It's going to be a very, very nice facility.
For a nice big flagpole too,
and a big flagpole as well.
Go ahead. For the rest of the waterfront park, other than the first responders memorial, are we still waiting for DOT to approve us using that land, or kind of what's the delay?
We are still working with SCDOT on each element. What the next step is that we need to go into is design of each element. A design of each element and showing them what design, and that we hope to complete that by the end of July, the design of each element that then has to be re-presented to the SCDOT. They have all been on board with everything. There's no hurdles at this point, but we still have to run things by them each element.
Yeah. I think one of their big concerns was access to the bridge, and as you see in the diagram here, we have like the basketball courts and all that, so they have easy access to the bridge. They wanted to make sure that they had that in the event they needed to do something to the bridge.
And then Were there any other questions on project? Well, the other project that we have that is starting now is the town hall track. The town hall track is getting underway. The poles were delivered the week before, and they're getting ready to start that, just finishing some permitting things to get them actually digging holes and putting the poles in the ground. That process will take about 2 weeks. Once the poles are in the ground, it will become an actual construction site. It'll be fenced off. The track and field will be closed, and it'll be a construction site for the project. And it's the demo of the track, replacement with a rubberized surface. It's going to be beautiful out there. Nice little storage area. The new lighting is going to be wonderful. I know the neighbors in the area are going to be very happy about that, to not have lights shining in their backyards anymore. But it's going to be a great addition to this town hall complex.
And that rubber track is going to be really great too for people that want to walk and don't want to hurt their knees or their back. You know, it's really good surface. Plus, we've already reached out to Lucy Beckham, you know, a couple of years back when Wanda was there. We asked if we could use that track for our citizens to walk on in the evening, our senior citizens and our citizens, and SCNG donated the lights for us, and we were able to put them up, and so we used that track. And then when Lucy Beckham came, they closed it down for construction, and so we've gone back and asked them now if they will open it back up like we did before, so that we could use that. And so what you're looking at is you're looking at having three rubber tracks throughout town, one here, one at Lucy Beckham, and one out at Park West. And I don't know any place else that has three tracks serving their community, rubber tracks like that, that really promotes, you know, not only fitness and all, but good health as well, by having rubber instead of going on pavement and asphalt. And so I think it's going to be great once we do that, and once we can get the folks at the CCSD to open it back up to us. It's going to be great for our citizens to have an opportunity to get out and exercise.
For sure, certainly. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I just wanted to mention to you, as you know, we have an extremely active Cultural Arts and Pride Commission that is very involved with everything that we have, all the different projects we have going on. And unfortunately, we lost one of our members of the commission. He died 9 days ago. He died on Sunday a week ago. And Frank Sontag, terrific man. We enjoyed working with him. This is what he looked like. This picture is what he looked like. He was always smiling, super nice guy, very involved. He had a lot of a strong background in theater in the area, and was always, you know, just contributing tremendously to the discussion and ideas for the CAP Commission. And you can see, I mean, we've got a very active commission that's doing a lot of things around town. And he was a big part of it, and we are going to miss him tremendously. So just wanted to mention that. That's all I have for the program report.
Anything from the committee? All right. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.